Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thrilled to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters. Here we are. I don't know if you realize this, Phil. We are literally now a month out from the election. We're there. It is game on, folks. 30 days.
It only gets more interesting from here.
Oh, yeah. Now's when the fun begins.
Oh, my.
Now is when the fun begins. Thrilled to have you with us tonight. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and through social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. A couple of quick notes. Don't forget to listen for the daily carry-on commentaries. You'll hear those here on KNSS 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Make sure you listen in for those. And also, I just wanted to share, if you're looking for Trump Vance yard signs, they're available here in Wichita. You can get them. The Sedgwick County Republican Party has them, and the folks at Kansans for Life have them. So if you're looking for Trump Vance yard signs, you can reach out to the Sedgwick County Republican Party or to the folks at Kansans for Life and get yourself a Trump yard sign. Tonight, we've got a great show planned for you. Former Kansas State School Board member Dr. Walt Chappell will be with us here in studio to explain why he says much of the information presented to the USD 259 school board in public meetings to justify their $450 million bond increase is false or misleading. Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will recap Tuesday's vice presidential debate and expose how CBS has been wildly slanted in their favor of Harris. A big shock. Kansas House Majority Leader Chris Croft will explain how Governor Kelly has completely abandoned all pretense for moderation in endorsing a cadre of candidates who are socialists and liberals. Whatever happened in the middle of the road? Numbers USA Research Director Eric Rourke will try and explain. You guys, I'm sure you hear all the press, the Democrats are all talking about, well, if we'd only passed that Senate border bill, it would have fixed anything. Yeah, no, it would not have fixed a thing. And Eric Rourke will be with us to explain exactly why it wouldn't have fixed anything. And Chris Parisho, candidate for Kansas House District 95, We'll continue our candidate profiles. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. I'm sure you guys have all heard the old nursery rhyme, "It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring." It used to be a nursery rhyme. Today, it has replaced the Hail to the Chief as the theme song for the president. And it's a frightening reality for our lack of leadership at on Pennsylvania Avenue, as President Biden is the old man and he's shuffling his way to the end of his misbegotten and only term as president. On Wednesday, Biden finally visited the site of devastation in North Carolina wrought by Hurricane Helene. And even if he had to skip a nap or two, he at least finally went to the scene of the devastation from this most recent natural disaster. This comes amid real concerns that the federal response is lackluster and insufficient. Of course, that would not have been the case had FEMA not spent their hurricane disaster release funds on illegal immigrants. But, you know, that's all a lie because, you know, Kamala Harris tells us it's a lie. So it must be true. So does Karine Jean-Pierre. They all say that we're lying, even though FEMA director Mayorkas already said that that's where the money went. Then there's this ongoing war in the Middle East. I don't know if you've seen it. There's bombs and rockets flailing tonight. But on Tuesday, it saw Iran launch the largest ballistic missile attack in human history against Israel. And again, Joe Biden had to be awoken from a nap in order to respond to that. Despite that, on several occasions when Biden told them, don't, that was his solution, was to tell Iran, don't. Which, of course, they did anyway. And while, thankfully, owing to the military might of Israel and the United States, the Iranian onslaught carried all the devastation of a Nerf gun fight, it was still a slap in the face of our feckless president. Because remember, he told them, don't. And that's Joe Biden's version of diplomacy. Don't. It's like dealing with a 9-month-old puppy while it pees in the living room. Americans know we currently have no functioning president, and we haven't had one for some time. The president is incapable of fulfilling his duties, and his vice president is now running for president, and by running, I mean as far away from Grandpa Joe as she can get. She doesn't want to be anywhere near Joe Biden because she doesn't want that taint on her record. She doesn't want to be associated with Joe Biden because she doesn't want him to drag her down in the polls. And in any sane world, our senile commander-in-chief would step down and Vice President Kamala Harris would take the reins. But that can't happen because if it did, then she would suddenly have to be responsible for the haywire state of world and domestic affairs. She might actually have to make a decision. And, of course, when things inevitably go wrong, she would then have to weigh those consequences. And might actually have to do a serious interview or two. Might actually have to answer a question or two. So for all intents and purposes, the United States of America has no president right now. But what we do have is a host of crisis-level situations at home and abroad that are not being completely addressed. For basically another 4 months, until this situation gets resolved one way or another, until either former President Trump or Kamala Harris is sworn in as president next January, our ship of state essentially has no captain, and rudderless, it is at a significant risk of capsizing. And you have to keep in mind, our enemies know this. Our adversaries know this. Biden's fumbles may have started a clock towards war across the globe, with adversaries and enemies having more than 4 months to exploit Biden's mental incapacity. And it's one thing to replace Biden as their nominee, but that may no longer be enough to keep peace. International security might now depend on the 25th Amendment governing presidential disability and succession, if someone would be courageous and have the cojones enough to invoke it. I mean, Vice President Kamala Harris may not exude competence, but she is at least in charge of her own faculties, a low bar, but a necessary one nonetheless. Joe Biden has gone to bed. He's wrong in the head, and he doesn't start work until 10 a.m. in the first place. Our allies know it. Far worse, our foes know it. And as unusual, it's the American people who are suffering. In a normal world, Joe Biden would have stepped down by now, and he'd be free to lay on the beach in Delaware all day and bask in the sun, which he does anyway, but at least this way we'd be out of our hair. But these are not normal times, so until January 20th, the best we can do is cross our fingers and, sadly, hope for the best. We'll take a quick break, and then Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will recap Tuesday's debate and expose how the debate host CBS has been wildly slanted in favor of Harris-Waltz. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one host. Number one. Well, yeah, number one host, too, but that's true. We'll be back right after this. That one's for Andy Hoosier. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country. You get to join together and phone into key federal races all across the U.S. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 Central to phone for freedom. If you'd like information, you need to do this, by the way. Get involved, get activated, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow and like the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and find me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, objectively, not as bad as ABC's presidential debate a few weeks ago, which will no doubt go down as one of the worst debate performances by the moderators in history. CBS's vice presidential debate Tuesday night didn't fare much better. Liberal moderators Margaret Brennan and Nora O'Donnell were so desperate to make Senator J.D. Vance look bad, they repeatedly broke the rules of the debate to fact-check him. And their so-called fact-checks were so wrong that Vance at one point had to call them out for it. With us now to recap the debate is Curtis Houck with Newsbusters. Curtis, brother, it wasn't as bad as the presidential debate, but the moderator's bias was on full display, wasn't it? I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah, good evening, John. Good evening, folks in Kansas and Wichita. This was one of those debates where you objectively could say they weren't as bad, but I would argue maybe, I'm just going to go on a limb, they were just as bad, if not worse, because they had a level of sanctimony about them.
They were so sanctimonious. And what I loved is when they would fact check Vance by asking Tim Walz to fact check him.
Right, to respond. Yes. So folks, think about this. David Muir and Lindsay Davis, you know, they had their little fact checks, but they admitted, or at least Lindsay Davis in her profile with the Los Angeles Times, admitted afterward that they had these fact checks prepared in advance. So if you would go back and listen, a lot of these fact checks kind of sound like they're canned lines. Whereas with Margaret Brennan and Nora O'Donnell, it was, yeah, they had these ready. But and what was so condescending about them was they weren't like, you know, with Lindsay Muir or Lindsay Davis and David Muir, President Trump, you know, blah, 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 or whatever. J.D. Vance would finish speaking, and then they would be like, not even looking at him. They would be like, well, this and this and this and this. And J.D. Vance was like, you know, like, okay, a simple no would have sufficed. You know, it's like the end of Billy Madison. Like,
right.
You know.
Well, what I loved was,
what's going on here?
The whole point was CBS News agreed that they would not fact check either candidate, but would leave it up to the debaters to do that. Now, the fact that Tim Walz is incapable of doing it should be irrelevant. It wasn't the job of the moderators. I mean, Curtis, at what point are these candidates... No wonder Donald Trump isn't going to do another debate. At what point are candidates just going to stop agreeing to these?
Right. There's no reason he should. Well, and I think this also kind of bleeds into what's going to be happening tomorrow night, where there's going to be a 60 Minutes interview for Kamala Harris, but nothing for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump's team correctly was like, yeah, we got screwed in 2020 and you guys are a biased network. Yeah, we're not going to play games with you on 60 Minutes. You know, Scott Pelley to take his glasses off and wag them at you. He was the guy who said during Trump's presidency, it was another day of presidential statements divorced from reality.
Right.
You know, very pious kind of guy.
Well, who the hell watches 60 Minutes anymore anyway? I mean,
right, except the Democratic base.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So that's really the key here. You saw also that Kamala Harris is going to be doing a number of interviews this week. She did the Call Her Daddy one, which Brian Stelter is like defending. This basically is a sex advice columnist. You know, we used to work for Barstool Sports, kind of bro esports platform, but now she struck out on her own. And Brian Stelter spending her, she did that interview last week when she was supposed to be helping out with hurricane relief efforts, okay? And when Israel was being attacked by Iran. She's talking to Colbert this week. She's also going on The View, and she's talking to Howard Stern.
Oh, wow. So that's all going to be tough questions. She's going on The View.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. That'd be like Donald Trump doing, you know, an interview with Mark Levin. I mean, you know. Come on,
Hannity. You know, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Like, honestly. And they go after those interviews all the time. The Stelters of the world lose their minds. They're losing their noodles on a constant daily basis, talking about the worst questions that Donald Trump was asked or whatever in their mind. Whereas, you know, they don't do that with their own because they don't care.
Right.
Okay.
No.
And Tim Walz was completely incompetent. He was exposed. And what was interesting was in the post-debate analysis, there was a combination of people caught with their pants down. They really didn't know what to do. CBS was kind of fumbling over their words. John Dickerson and Cecilia Vega didn't really know what to say. You also had people like on CNN attacking Tim Walz, saying, oh, maybe he had too much debate prep. This is what happens when you prepare too much. That's what Dana Bash
is doing. Oh, yeah, that's it, all right.
Or you had other people say that, well, he was still better on the substance. That was what Rachel Maddow did. Well, he may have fumbled around or whatever, but he was right on the facts.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I'm friends with school shooters. What?
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
We're
talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. So you guys at MRC, that's a media research center, did a study, and this kind of media bias shouldn't surprise anyone, because according to the study, during the 2 months from July 21st, which is when President Biden left the race, through September 27th, your analysis reviewed all 346 minutes, which, by the way, I don't want it that job, by the way, but you revolved 346 minutes of campaign coverage, and the results were obvious. 89% of the coverage of Democrats of Walz was positive, and 89% negative coverage for J.D. Vance. I mean, wow. You couldn't do this on purpose if you tried.
Right. And what was interesting when you kind of dig into some of these numbers is when they talked about the substance, it was really the framing, which you also saw in the debate, was on the terms of Democrats. You know, with the economy, they'd be like, well, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, do they propose they want to do this and they want to do this and they want to do this? And oh my gosh, isn't this great? I wonder who's going to pay for it. Back to you. You're like, wait, hold on a second. You know, you're just kind of skipping over a really important part there.
Right.
We're talking about abortion. You know, the limits in codified Roe sounds good to us. Back to you. It's like, wait, hold on a second.
Right. And they never ask the you've been in office for 4 years, why didn't you do it 3.5 years ago question either. Never ask that.
The interesting thing was the positive coverage of the praise of their policies we found came from voters. Which was interesting, which was something we also didn't see on ABC, because if folks will remember, 100% positive study going into the presidential debate on ABC's World News Tonight, we found that there had not been a single interview with a Trump Vance voter or a voter offering praise of the Republican ticket.
Right.
Which is, just absolutely remarkable stuff. And this goes to the complete disconnect. John, it's really important for folks to understand the Democratic base in the news media. They believe this election should be fought over abortion in January 6th. okay? Because that was the other angle that they clung to. They completely ignored, for some people, like Tim Walz didn't even participate in the debate. You know, they were just going to ignore the fact that he was terrible and he completely choked. You know, J.D. Vance was slick. That was the other thing we noticed. He's slick now.
Yes.
You know, we got to figure out that word. But we got to make this election about January 6th. And it's like, people have just had their homes, like, wiped away off the map,
right,
off the map in Western North Carolina. And you're like, well, we want to talk about January 6th.
And there's no FEMA funding because they've spent it all on housing and benefits for illegal aliens. But they don't, you know.
They're like, right, no, we didn't do that. We actually took them. It's the this much money was budgeted for these people.
Right.
And this much money was budgeted for those people. And I'm like, wow.
Well, then let's reappropriate that. Here's a novel idea. Let's spend it on American citizens instead of those who came here illegally and are criminals. But what a novel idea. Curtis, as always, I appreciate you, brothers. If folks want to see that study that MRC did, or if they want to connect with you, they can find it at newsbusters.org, correct?
Correct. Newsbusters.org, at Newsbusters on X, at the MRC on X. And I am at Curtis Houck, H-O-U-C-K.
Thank you. I was going to make sure we spelled that. I appreciate you as always, brother. Have a great rest of your Sunday evening.
You as well. Carry on, folks.
Thank you, brother. We'll take a quick break, and then we will continue our 2024 election candidate profiles with a conversation with Christopher Parisho, candidate for Kansas House District 95. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. I'm sensing a theme here, Phil. It's that time of year.
I plead innocent here. I'm just doing what I'm told.
Yeah, well, just so you know, I do Christmas like right after Halloween. So I don't wait till Thanksgiving for Christmas. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. If you happen to miss a part of last week's show, don't worry about it. We got you covered. We post clips from all our shows online. You can just download the always free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, you make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for office as we can. I will endeavor to invite every candidate who will come on the show. There are some, Brandon Whipple, that were afraid to come on, but we try and invite them anyway. If there's somebody you'd like to have on the show, let us know. We'll reach out to them, invite them on to try and be a part of the show. All that being said, joining us now is Christopher Parisho. He's a candidate for Kansas House District 95. That seat is currently held by Democrat Representative Tom Sawyer. Chris, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the same question I generally ask everyone, which is why? Why would you want to? Trust me, I've been in the House. It's not for the pay. So why would you want to be in the House? Or for that matter, why throw your hat in politics in the first place?
Well,
it's bloody. It's nasty.
I'm a single father of four, and I'm looking at the future for my kids, and I want to try and make sure I leave something better than what we have now for them.
That's a good reason. And you know, I know in this district is interesting because the incumbent is Tom Sawyer. I know Tom. I served with Tom. He's a nice guy.
I hear that
but
all the time.
The thing about Tom, he was first elected, if I did my math right, to the legislature in 1987. That's the year I graduated high school, to give context, and I'm an old man. That's a 35-year career in government. And just for context, I know you've taken a term limits pledge. I took the term limits pledge.
Yes, I have.
Tom Sawyer seems to me like he's the poster child for term limits, if you ask me. I mean, this is
in the state of Kansas.
35 years living off the government teat. At some point, I mean, talk about someone who's institutionalized.
Yes, very much so.
Do you hear that when you're in the district talking to folks?
When I'm talking to people, that's one of the biggest things they're shocked about is how long he's been there. For me, I was just graduating middle school when he first
started. Okay, now you make me feel old. Okay, get out of here.
I'm not too far.
Middle school. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. But still, I mean, that's a long 35 years. Yes, that's like Washington, D.C. That's like these guys up in D.C.
That's a career politician.
That is, thank you. That is that is literally the definition of a career politician.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, this is a guy who's in House leadership.
Yes.
He's a Democrat minority leader.
Yep.
And so he does, you know, Laura Kelly calls and he, you know, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know, jump how high kind of mindset. Can you represent your constituents when you're rubber stamping whatever the governor tells you to do?
That's a great question, because we don't see much of the results of his constituency while he's there.
Well, I can imagine. I guarantee you he voted against the tax bill that Republicans put, probably every one of them. I'm sure he voted against the trans stuff. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure he's all in for whenever Laura Kelly say, you know, votes,
yep.
tells him to vote, he votes for it. And again, I like Tom. He is personally a nice guy,
yep.
but he's got to be the definition of out of touch.
And he votes party line pretty much 99%
which,
of the time.
Which is, look, I vote party line too.
Yeah.
But the district is not party line. If I know that district and I'm fairly familiar with it, it's not a Democrat district.
It's a fairly even split between Democrat, Republican, and Independent.
Right, which is where really your representative should then be voting equally, trying to represent and blend and represent a bipartisan mix of constituents.
Or at least try and find some compromise.
Right. Yeah, I doubt Tom that. So what is the biggest issue facing voters in your district as you've been out door knocking? What are they telling you?
The economy is the biggest one. A lot of them are upset with what's going on with the school districts and school funding.
Do they feel, on the economy, do they feel that the tax bill that was passed, that Tom voted against, the, you know, the first ones that actually would have made meaningful change, do they think that they've done enough? Do they think they need more tax relief?
I think they need more, but they're not seeing a benefit from the state level stuff, because the federal stuff is offsetting it by 1,000%. So they're not seeing the benefit for any of the tax benefits. And my district is more than half renters. So property tax isn't a huge issue for them. They right. let the landlords.
Well, and what they don't realize actually is property tax is a big issue for them, because all those landlords are going to do when their property taxes go up, their rent's going to go up.
Correct. But yeah. they don't see that bill.
You're right. They don't see that bill. So they don't see that. And property, let's be honest, the property tax that they're going to get, that landowners are going to get, is so meager.
True.
I mean, yeah, I've been pointing out to folks on the property tax relief that the county commission just did.
Yeah.
It's $4.14 on a $100,000 home. That's nothing right. when you consider how much, I mean, the commissioners themselves got a $3,000 pay raise, gave us a $4.14.
But the landlords will turn around and flip raise that it. And yes. raise it 400% if they can.
Because they have to, I mean, it's nothing. Because when your property value, your appraisals keep going up, they're revenue neutral, they keep breaking revenue neutral, mm-hmm. so they're raising effectively. I mean, I know last year my property taxes went up 28%. The year before that, it was 18%. I know people who've had them go up 32%.
They probably
because
see
of revenue of a, neutral.
They probably see more of an impact from the insurance they have to carry on their property.
That too, yeah. It's
than they do the property.
It's
tax.
All cumulative.
Yeah.
So have you? I know there's been talk in the legislature about passing a bill that would cap property taxes at 4%. Is that something you would support?
Definitely. Yeah, for both homeowners and renters, because then that's at least something you can plan for.
We're talking with Chris Parisho, who's a candidate for House District 95. Another economic policy issue that came up, it's come up every year, has been, you know, incentives. We had last year was the Chiefs Royals deal. The year before that, we had that big Apex deal that, you know, hopefully was going to generate upwards of 2,000, 1,500 or so jobs here in Wichita. It hasn't come to fruition yet.
Right.
What are your thoughts on those types of incentive programs?
I'm concerned that they're being used, but we're not getting the benefit out of them that we're being told to expect. In my district, actually, is the new baseball stadium that the city built, and it's on the edge of whether or not it's going to pay back the star bonds.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be years down the road. By the time we do get any payback on it, they'll be like, oh, it's time to replace it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So.
And you know, when they're selling land for dollar and that kind of stuff,
exactly.
That hurts your that too. You begin to question some of these deals that
yeah.
are Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, for sure. You mentioned schools. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and I want to talk to you a little bit, because schools are an issue.
Definitely.
And I think it's only a matter of time before they start suing the taxpayers for more taxpayer money.
Probably.
Yeah, and sadly, I think you're right. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Chris Parisho, candidate for House District 95. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and get involved. Get activated. Volunteer. It's one of the best ways to get involved in election cycle is visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're at it, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
This is an opinion from a former judge, Keith M. Alber. I am a student of law whose age is 85. My first year of college was 68 years ago. One class I took was political science. A half page of my textbook essentially outlined a few steps to overturn a democracy. 1. Divide the nation philosophically. 2. Foment racial strife. 3. Cause distrust of police authority. 4. Swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. 5. Engender the military strength to weaken it. 6. Overburden citizens with more unfair taxes. 7. Encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. 8. Control all balloting. 9. Control all media. what was printed in 1954 as a possible diabolic nightmare has become an emerging reality. I hope that Americans will unite enough to pen a good finish.
How sad is it that something back in the 50s is so relevant today? It shows how liberals have never changed their playbook. With us still is Chris Parisho, candidate for Kansas House District 95. So, Chris, before the break, we talked briefly, we started on legislature on school funding.
Yes.
You said it's one of the issues that has come up in your district a lot. Is it, are they saying that they don't think these schools are funded enough, or are they more concerned that they're not getting the outcomes that they want to see?
And they're concerned that the money that they are paying isn't being well spent.
Which is true. I mean, we're going to have Walt Chappell coming up here in the next hour. And some of the numbers that he will share are stunning. And, of course, now, you know, USD 259 wants another $450 million to build some more buildings. And yet their outcomes are horrific and have been for decades.
They haven't finished the last bond issue.
Right. Well, that's why they want the new one, is because they don't want it to expire.
Right.
But if you're still, I mean, they tout graduation rates. But if you're graduating students that aren't performing aren't college and career ready, then whoopee-doo, you're just graduating kids that aren't ready to graduate.
Yeah, a lot of kids are getting remedial classes when they hit college because they're not prepared.
Exactly. So do you feel the schools are adequately funded? I mean, is it more an issue of they need more money, or is it more that we need to focus on outcomes?
I think they have plenty of funding at this point. Last time I looked at USD 259, there's at least 30 people, if not more, that make as much or more than the governor of the state of Kansas.
More than that, yeah. The superintendent makes, I think, three times what the
Easy.
Governor makes. Yeah. It's not to say, I mean, I guess if he's worth it, but you know, we're all graded based on our outcomes.
Right.
And if your outcomes are that poor, then maybe you shouldn't be getting $300,000.
Well, and they're responsible at the district level for about 50,000 students versus the governor, who's responsible for a couple million people.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
So, yeah.
Good point. What about another issue that was passed recently that with a lot of controversy was the protection for women and girls sports that actually passed. But another issue that failed was the issue about gender-affirming care.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, this is a case where a child can be permanently bodily altered based on a feeling, based on a whim. It's something that will come up again because Laura Kelly vetoed it, but they almost had enough votes to pass it. What are your thoughts on that? A couple of rhinos voted against it.
Back in my day, we would have called tomboys and, you know, girls who are into boys things. You
right.
Mean, now it's some sort of a mental disorder that they have to physically change them in order to fix. Just let kids be kids.
Right. Well, this is a permanent change, exactly. Too.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you're making permanent, unalterable changes to their bio. And just because someone thinks there doesn't make it so. I mean, I can think I'm, you know, Rush Limbaugh. I'm not.
Yeah. They will be unable to reproduce if they go through the full change from one to the other. They're literally making them unable to have children.
Yeah, it's sad. We're talking with Chris Parisho, candidate for House District 95. Another issue that's come up, both chambers have talked about it. The House actually passed a bill a few years ago, is legalizing marijuana, one form or another, either recreational or medical. What are your thoughts on legalizing pot?
That is definitely a popular issue in my district, and I would support it.
Recreational, medical, which side?
Both. I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See, now that is an issue there where you differ from the vast majority of Republicans.
Yes.
Most Republicans would say yes to medical with limitations.
Right.
But I mean, like you and I are going to radically disagree on this one.
And I understand that.
I only support medical if it is highly regulated with a prescription and dispensed through a pharmacy. That's the only way I'm ever going to get behind it.
But and you're I can in,
you're
understand
all,
that position.
You are all in on the recreational, toke it up, serve yourself some brownies and Doritos and go to
I think
to
we're
it.
Missing out on taxes that's going to all of our neighboring states.
And, talk to those states.
Yeah.
Trust me, you talk to those legislators, they regret their decision. Oklahoma it totally regrets it because the costs that you get from the revenue are being radically outweighed by the additional costs of DUIs, the social costs, the welfare costs, the pothead costs. Trust me, it's not worth the money. Talk to Colorado. They're having the same experiences. It's not worth the revenue. Trust me.
That's one of those we'll have to agree to disagree.
No, it's fact, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fact. If you talk to Colorado and if you talk to Oklahoma, the facts are, it's not worth the money. Now, it may be a liberty issue, because we've got a caller who will probably call because he listens to the show. Nick, by the way, Nick's going to call here any minute now. And when Nick calls, I'll take the call. But he's going to call because he always calls whenever I talk about pot. Yeah. But it's just not worth it. I mean, let's set aside the medical side to it, it's marijuana is not good for you. That he'll call now. I guarantee you. Now that I've said that, I guarantee you he's going to call. But it's just, but that's an interesting one. And see, this is one of the things that you mentioned in the first part of our interview.
Yes.
When you talked about finding issues that represent your district.
Right. Exactly.
Because your district is not like my old house district where it was pro-life, pro-gun, get off my porch.
Yeah. I've got people in my district there that you support go. Full.
And this is why Tom Sawyer does not represent his district.
Exactly.
Because you can take an opinion that is radically different from a conservative, quote-unquote, Republican position, but it represents your district. Tom can't do that.
See, I'm not someone that would smoke pot, medically or otherwise, I support other people who wish to do that.
So what you're saying is I did not inhale.
Exactly.
Gotcha. How about guns? It's a key core fundamental principle of the Republican Party, pro-life, pro-guns.
Pro-gun, 100% for what we have in the state. Would like to make it even stronger as far as protecting the gun owners' rights.
See, and there's another area where Tom would, I guarantee you, he's following right on line with, with the governor, if she's wanting red flag laws and gun confiscation and everything else.
Yeah, I think those would be abused.
Oh, of course they would. Yeah. And not to mention the fact they violate the Constitution. But,
that too.
It's interesting. As we've had this conversation, I can see how you do match that district better than their current representation. And then you factor in the 38 years.
Yeah.
It's just, as Barack Obama used to say, it's time for change.
Very much so.
Change is a good thing. So
fresh blood.
Fresh, yes. That's a fresh perspective, if nothing else. So, Chris, if folks want to get information, I know you're door knocking. I know you're working your butt self off, as we say. If they want to volunteer, more importantly, if they want to donate, because I guarantee you Tom Sawyer's got a ton of money. They can visit Parisho, it's P-A-R-I-S-H-O, for Kansas House on Facebook.
Correct.
But that's the best way if they want to get, because you need money.
Yeah, they can message me there, and then I can get them the information they need to send in a donation.
And that's the best way if they want to volunteer, if they want to door knock, because you're out door knocking.
Yes.
You ran against Tom 2 years ago. You came very close, correct?
Yep. I spent about $1,500 to his $30,000 that he spent, and I came within 500 votes.
Within 500 votes by spending $1,500.
Yep.
So, folks, this is your opportunity. If you want to help a candidate who has a really good shot of beating an incumbent Democrat, of switching a seat, here is a chance. $50, $10, every little bit will help. A little bit of door knocking, a little bit of effort. Here is a race where we can make a difference and swing a seat from Democrat to Republican and really make a difference and really piss off Laura Kelly knocking out.
Voters get to impose term limits.
Yes. That's actually, I love that idea because that's what it would be. Chris, again, it's Parisho for Kansas House District 95 on Facebook. Thank you again for joining us. Best of luck, brother.
Thank you for having me on.
I appreciate you. I'm going to try and get some folks out to help door knock for you and help you out. All right, brother.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you.
We've got a rest of our show coming up on my top of the hour break, but as soon as we will take some calls in the bottom of the hour here coming up at 8:45. We've got a great rest of our show though coming up after the top of the hour break. Numbers USA Research Director Eric Rourke will expose the failed Senate border bill for the fraud that it was. And we're going to have that conversation with Dr. Walt Chappell, who will really let you know kind of what the true nuts and bolts behind USD 259's push for a massive tax increase. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.